Chapter 2. The rain outside threatened to force its way inside. Thelma was about to make a dash for the operations hut's door as it flew open again. Only Jane beat her to it.
"Good one, boss," she said, covering the telephone's handset.
"Do you think we should nail it shut?" Jane asked, wiping her brow as she made her way back to her office. Thelma pretended to give the matter some serious thought before flashing her friend a quick smile and going back to her call.
"You'll have to speak up," she shouted down the handset. "It's blowing a gale here. I can't hear a word you're saying."
Jane stopped where she was and tapped the table in front of Thelma to get her attention. "Is that leaming?" Thelma nodded before pressing the handset so hard against her ear, Jane wondered if it would permanently affect its shape.
"Yes. Yes, I think I got that. The train tracks are being bombed and there's nothing running. Okay, fine. Well, can't they put them up in the mess overnight?"
Jane made a gesture for Thelma to place her hand over the mouthpiece.
"Hang on a second, please. Jane?"
Putting down the piece of paper in her hand, Jane glanced out at the windows for a few moments before appearing to come to a decision. The face she turned toward her friend was full of determination. "Tell them we'll have a taxi with them as soon as possible." Though she raised her eyebrows, Thelma did so before hanging up. She too looked out the windows before asking,
"Reason?"
Jane passed her the document she'd been looking at. "You've seen tomorrow's schedule," Thelma nodded, but took a minute to quickly read it through once more before whistling and putting the paper down.
"We're going to need everyone, aren't we?" she stated.
"I can't see how we'll do it without all the crew," Jane agreed. A crash of thunder interrupted their thoughts, and they both made a bit of a scramble for the door. Wrenching it open, it took them both to prevent the door from being torn from their grasps. Once they'd closed the door again, Thelma looked at Jane again.
"You sure?"
Jane was on her way back to her office. "I'm sure," she answered, as the sounds of rummaging came from behind the office door she'd half shut. When she came out, she had her flying helmet in her hands. Somewhat to her surprise, Thelma planted herself in her friend's path and shook her head.
"No, boss, it's not your job."
"Who else then?" Jane asked, somewhat puzzled. "Everyone's out on a delivery, and the first taxi isn't due back until..." She paused to look at her watch. 5. "It'll take me a good couple of hours in this weather to get there, and by the time the taxi gets in..." She paused to do some mental working out. "Is turned around, the flight up there and back. We wouldn't get back until..."
"Silly o'clock,"
Thelma stated. "So what's your suggestion?" Jane asked, turning her helmet around and around in her hands.
"I'll take the trip."
Unable to prevent herself, Jane frowned.
"I'm a pilot too, in case you've forgotten."
Thelma couldn't help but defend herself. She didn't fly very often, but she'd always made certain she kept current in case she was needed. Now, she felt, was that time, and she felt no compunction in telling Jane so.
"Your job is here, boss. Trust me,"
she added, reaching out and clutching her friend's hands, stopping her fiddling with the helmet.
"I can do this."
With a wave, she went out, and Jane firmly closed the door after her. The door of the operations hut crashed open, though this time it wasn't the weather, but a boot-clad foot which was the cause. "Blimey, but I wouldn't wish that kind of weather on my worst enemy," Penny stated as the rest of her followed her foot into the hut. "You're telling me," Mary agreed, shaking her head as she trotted in close behind. They were brought up short as Jane had planted herself before them. "Firstly, you lot, why are you dripping water all over my floor?"
"Someone's locked the flight line hut,"
Betty answered, trying to stamp some life into her feet. Frowning, Jane turned around and walked toward the key cabinet. Opening it, she reached in, took a key down, and turned to press it into Betty's waiting hand. "Sorry, the cleaner must have locked it by accident." Betty passed the key to Doris.
"Do me a favour, go and open up and stop dripping on Jane's floor."
Once her friends had disappeared, Betty turned back to Jane.
"You can't hide it from me. You're worried. What's wrong?"
Going and looking out the window as best she could, Jane rubbed her hand over the pane of glass, trying to clear it so she could see out. "Suppose I shouldn't be surprised. I can't hide anything from you." Staying where she was so as to minimise her puddle, Betty asked, "Where's Thelma?" "That's what's got me worried. I should have heard something from her by now.